Supreme game taking over. That's a promise, not a threat. Uppercut season, no time. You stop breathing. Yeah, what's good, yo? Welcome to another episode of Real Talk, where, as always, if shit's real, we talk about it. Yo, I'm your host for tonight, Pat Scorpio, the England representer, and as always, I got my man with me. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Yo, what it do, man? Show the world to God, go artist, a.k.a. LB, a.k.a. Lotta Del Boss, Monday Night Boxing Talk, ringgangradio.com in the building. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Ring Gang in the house.
Two favorite subjects, Canelo and Inoue.
Yes,
it's like it's like the Libra scale. You know, we got inner way, we got greatness, then we got midness. So, you know, and we got excuses and we got let's do this. We got run to the smoke and oh my god, please Benavidez, no. We got one nigga who's a monster and one running from a monster, but let's go.
Yes, sir.
Bars,
yo. Ringing in the house forever and always. And as always, I got my other man with me. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Hey, yo, what's good? You already know who this is. Your boy, King P, Bodega P, Bodega Box in the building. Ring Gang Radio all day. Let's go. Nobody's been. It's a hot week today, pause. Weather-wise, it was great. So I'm in a good mood. I want some money this weekend. So, you know what I'm saying? Come on, come on. We got to talk about Monster and Canelo. So come in, let's Bodega. Let's vibe.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shouts to Gus Skin, 70 degree. You know, us East Coast niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's that first 70 degree day. It just hits, man. It just hits your soul. You know what I'm saying? Just makes everything a lot brighter. So I dig what you're saying. No one's banned from the bodega today. But maybe next weekend, because I'm pretty sure there's going to be some violations next weekend. I can feel it in my soul. But yeah, man, like, you know, boxing's about to enter its most prolific stretch of the year for fights, like starting from from this past weekend, which was a nice little appetizer, all the way going up into August 3rd, which is, you know, His Excellency's card in Riyadh season in Los Angeles. So, you know, and then, so yeah, like this past weekend, man, you know, Oscar riding the wave of Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. Had a double header, you know, with the main event of Jose Ramirez versus Rancis Bartholomew. And now, obviously, you know, none of us are fans of Rancis Bartholomew, like, at all. Like, you know, you might have heard Shudderwolf going in on Cuban boxing, or you might have heard me go in on a Bartholomew brother. And doesn't matter which one. Sometimes I might lump them all together. It's all the
man,
same.
Man, fuck all the Bartholomew. Fuck them and their goofy-ass haircuts.
Yeah, I'm saying, motherfuckers looking like Streets of Rage characters and shit. Fuck, you know, but I will give Rancis some fucking props, you know. And again, you know, because Rancis, again, makes me raise questions on fucking Jose Ramirez. Like, I know Jose, you know, this was supposed to be his jump off for Golden Boy and stuff like that. But the same thing, I don't know what it is with this guy. Like, I know that this guy, I mean, obviously, Jose Ramirez, he has to work in order to, you know, in order to really break down his opponents. But in that first half of the fight, though, I just don't know what it is. It is either his ring generalship is a little off or his defense is a little off. But something with that guy, he makes fights a lot harder than he really should be.
He is getting that Oscar Valdez vibe to him now, yeah. Where you would think, like, he's supposed to kind of bulldoze certain guys, mm-hmm. But he doesn't seem to. Like, I don't know if he was a tad slower or what it was, because the offense seemed like it got going in the middle of the fight, but just I don't know. Jose Ramirez is like, he did peak out. Like, I think Hooker is his pinnacle, really.
Yeah, and even that fight was close too. Like, even Hooker was like,
that was a good ass. That would be a fight of the year in a boring year,
right? Even go back to his fight with Jose Zepeda. It was the same damn thing, like
same hard, rough, tough, nip and tuck ass fight.
And then Postol, which he probably should have lost, like flat out, he should have lost that fight. Yeah, and then, you know, finally Taylor turns the trick and actually, you know, Taylor actually almost puts him away in the mid rounds. And then, you know, again, Pedraza, same thing. Richard Comey, same thing. Like, it's
damn,
like,
I forgot he fought Pedraza. That went the distance, right?
Yeah, that went the distance too. Yeah.
Jeez, like, yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
The distance, and he low key shows struggle in that fight.
Was that the one where Pedraza came back? That was the one where Pedraza kind of came back toward the end, right?
Yes.
Was kind of putting his foot in his ass.
Yeah.
Oh damn, yes, bro!
Like, that was the first sign to me that Ramirez was slipping.
Yeah. No, I agree. Cause and then the Colmay fight was damn hard. He finally got him out of there at the end.
Yeah, exactly. But it's
just barely shit too.
Yeah. And funny thing is, like, you know, Oscar gets him a whole gimme, like, okay, look here, bro. Like, you know, I'm not trying to tax you. You know, I learned from that O'Hara Davies shit. You know what I'm saying? You got Rancis here. You know, he don't be throwing punches like that. You know, just get rid of him before six and I'll give you your $1 million and we can go move somewhere else. You know, instead, Rancis decided, no, he wanted to fight like it was 2012. You know, lining him up, rocking his ass with left hands, left and right, like, you know.
Dude, like, what is it with this nigga? Yo, he couldn't miss that left hand. He was just throwing him. He was landing up like what's that nigga from them bantamweight days? He was landing the left hand like Joseph Egbeko lands the right hand.
Yeah, and
just multi varieties, just overhand, straight, under, sideways, like.
Yeah, it's like, and again, his defense couldn't avoid them shits. Like, it was just.
He was getting hurt by them shits. Like, yeah. I mean, I hate the damn beat up dead horse, but it had a little Haney Garcia vibe the way every time he got touched with them lefts, this nigga was.
Yeah, all over the place. Especially that third round. Jack Reese, yeah, I think it definitely blew the knockdown because Ramirez went down from the left hand. But then Bartholomew, though, stupid ass, you know, started, you know, he saw him on the ground and he starts flurrying him like.
Yo, like, yo, this nigga was throwing like he had finally got the upper hand on his bully.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to let that nigga get back up because this nigga was throwing like. Fuck that.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell. And funny thing too, it's like there wasn't a point took and the knockdown wasn't called, like one or the other. So, you know,
that was weird.
You know, it was weird because usually one or the other should have been called.
But, yeah, I mean, nothing happened. Like, I thought a point was gonna get there. I thought this nigga might get DQ'd. I was like, yo, what they doing? Like, they ain't gonna see nothing. Like, is that shit just normal? You knock a nigga down and you just say fuck it, like. Like, usually a nigga throw, like, maybe one shot, maybe two. This nigga threw, like, what, like, five?
Yeah. But then also, too, I mean, we have to remember, though, Rancis is kind of dirty, too, because he was throwing them Cuban low blows, like, all throughout the night. Like, he was. Yeah. But also, in the fight, turned into, okay, Ramirez trying to grind him down, pause, and then Bartholomew was timing him with left hands because Bartholomew, you know, he started fading because he didn't have the stamina like he used to, but he was still able to land left and he was still picking him off with left hands left and right, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just it was just a whole bunch of struggle. And I think I even commented, I was like, yo, like, Ramirez is disappointing, like, what are we doing? Seriously. Shout out to Lukey, how do I jump on this? That means I have to give you the link. All right, hold on. But yeah, I don't know what it is about, you know, Ramirez like that. It's just like, although Ramirez, though, at the end, I mean, Ramirez, he finally got control of the fight, and, you know,
more so because Rance is kind of like slowed down, like,
yeah. Yeah, Rancis.
It's not like he did something tactical to be like, okay, I'm gonna take control now. Like, no, bro. Like, you was getting your ass whooped, and you kind of had to, like.
You got lucky. He was 40.
Yeah.
Because like I heard Ryan Garcia was supposed to, you know, in play for Jose Ramirez. I'm like, that left, you know, like anybody with the left that's athletic and, you know, can last. Ramirez got dropped. Did y'all mention that? I feel like Ramirez got dropped and got
saved. Yeah, he did.
He got hit a bunch of
times. The ref just blew all of that up. Just fucked that up.
It kind of evened out because, you know, Rancis hit him like fucking 3-4 times on the, like, but still, he did drop him, you know what I'm saying? He was hurt.
It was, but that shit was just crazy because I've never. This is why you watch boxing, because it'd be the fights like this, because we all sit it on this fight. We all was like, oh, man, that's the main event. Get out of here. Come on, stop. And it's a fight where you saw something unique happen, because I've never seen somebody do that before. Drop somebody, they missed the knockdown, but then he throws like six punch combination while the dude's on the floor, and the ref don't take a point or do nothing. It's like everybody collectively just forgot it happened. Like, fuck it, we surprised the fight this good.
Right. It kind of negated it, like kind of like how Ryan kind of got robbed from, you know, the knockdown by getting that point taken that round, you know.
But the referee at least took the point away, he took the point away. The referee's like, okay, look, one offense counsels the other. Like, so let's just continue the fight, though.
He did, right? He was like, you know what? Yeah, I'll allow it. Yeah, we'll just let that one. We'll just forget about that one, folks.
We'll just let it rock.
Like those punches on the ground, you were still hurt from the left, so I don't even think those you felt them other shits he threw at you.
It was old dude, it was a little excessive. I was like, what the fuck, Rance?
It was.
but at the same time, you know how he stunned the Turbo Fist, you know, Gary Antoine Russell. You know, he stunned
him. Yeah, I mean, that whole shit that went down,
you know,
yeah.
Kind of like, you know, Renzis, I mean, you could tell he was old, but he was still somewhat a life body in there, I guess, to like 7 hours.
Damn, his fights have been more entertaining now than in the prime of his career.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, like I said, because usually, like, Renzis, a good Renzis fight happens every once in a blue moon. You know, this is just...
I don't know, he fought on two blue moons lately, then.
Yeah, right.
Even the Warriors fight he won against that young dude, that was a decent fight. I mean, for his standards, it wasn't that boring. It was boring.
So you got boring, then you have like Rance's Bartholomew boring. Rance's Bormelamy. Like, how you could fuck that name up? Like,
yeah, but I will say this, though. If you bet on Ramirez getting him out of there between 10 and 12, like, you should be mad, because in round 11, though, Rance's was getting beaten from pillar to post. Like, you know, he was. Like, I don't know what Jack Reese was waiting for. Like, you know, that motherfucker was just like, show me something, and he'd throw like a hook or a left hand. And a left hand that would actually land. And then.
But this is the thing. Once he said that, and Rances would throw a left or just even faint with the left, Ramirez was super respectful. Ramirez was like, you know what? I don't have to get the knockout. I'm winning. He didn't want to take no chances because that shit was hurting him the whole fight. So he said, fuck it.
Yeah. You know,
because he could have pressed him more.
Yeah, like
I'm glad he didn't press him more. Paul.
Yeah, no, he didn't. In the final round, he did. Like, I think because even in the final round, Ramirez got hurt by a left hand. You know, so it was just like he was like, oh shit, he was engaged, but he didn't want to engage like as he was before because he didn't want to get like lit up again because it's like. I was like, God damn it! Like, he made Rances look like this is looking super featherweights again. Like, what the fuck? Like, what kind of shit is this?
Yeah. Finish what you're saying. I'm sorry.
No. And this was supposed to be, like I said, this was supposed to be a showcase for him. And this is almost like a. But thankfully, I mean, Ramirez won the fight clear. Don't get me wrong. But this could have been on some Barboza shit if it wasn't.
Yeah, this was like a gut check fight. You know, should have been a showcase fight.
Right.
But yeah, getting a gut check when you're a former champion is like crazy.
A unified champion. But yo, Luki, I just sent you a link, bro. It's in your inbox. Whenever you, I mean, it's in there.
Salute. And, what it do, Android? Yeah, the GB, the Golden Boy card surprised me. Some good fights. I didn't get to see the women's fight. What it do, Miss 702? Salute, showing love. Much respect.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know Ramirez said he could have done better. Like, I'm sorry, but Ramirez, like, your fights are now showing a bad pattern. Like, eventually, like, you know, someone's going to break that shit. It's going to end up KOing you.
Yeah, because I feel like it's not like he has to have plot armor. But it low-key feel like he's like he need plot armor because it's just
how come him versus I know him and Barboza like on Top Rank it seemed like a no-brainer for them two to fight, you know what I mean? And I know Oscar signed both of them, you know, why don't they fight? I mean, it's like they're both at one
point. I don't know why, bro.
Like why won't they fight each other? I mean, they're not are they under the same management as Rick Merrigan?
Sometimes I just. Did Barbosa beef with somebody behind the scenes?
Yeah,
I mean, Top Rank just didn't want him. Like, Top Rank was like, yeah, you know, we're not re-signing you. Like, you good. Like,
but I'm saying, you know, both of them were on top, you know, because, you know, Top Rank had a high 140 stable, and both of them were, it was lined up for them to fight each other for a couple, felt like for a year or two, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, I think Top Rank had plans for Ramirez, but Ramirez didn't like who they had in store for him. And Top Rank flat out just didn't want Barboza. Like, they was like,
yeah, Ramirez is getting picky because he's having too many close fights with niggas he's supposed to be better than. That's what happened with him. So right. Barbosa is somebody who he's supposed to be better than, but Barbosa's good enough to where, like, you know what, he might pull this off, so fuck it, keep away from him.
He's got more pause, got more juice in him, you know what I mean? He's got a little bit more, you know, life in him, so...
I feel like
the thing, because I know Ramirez had the wedding, he was supposed to fight T.O., he kind of halfway ducked T.O.,
He halfway ducked.
Barboza wanted T.O., but, you know, if Barboza had Ramirez's clout, that might have happened, you know what I mean? So it's like...
But he's spoiling on the vine in the meantime, though.
I know, Oscar, you know, I mean, with the 140, I heard Jose Ramirez was in play with the Ryan Garcia. Don't waste that on that. Just do a Barboza. I mean, that's the main event, Barboza-Ramirez. That's a high level.
This is the thing I don't get. Like, T.O. showed that he'll fight anybody. But then it's like, Barboza's a bigger name than guys like Sandor Martin and, I mean, Jermaine Ortiz about the same level of name, but I'm just saying, like, all these guys, like, damn.
But, I mean, Ortiz and Martin at least have performances that kind of like, okay, like, you know, Ortiz pretty much should have beaten Lomachenko, and Martin at least has the Mike Garcia, and, you know, has the Mike Garcia win and shit like that. So, whereas Barboza, you know, Alex Acido or Mike Alvarado are his best wins as a pro. So
they ain't letting them get a chance, though, bro. But it's taking so long where it's affecting him now, because he's not putting on a performance where you're like, yo, I can't wait to see Barboza fight again, or I think he got next. He could beat this dude or beat that dude.
Now with Barboza, fighters that are light hitter than him, they're out boxing his ass, and it's just like, yo, like, that's, you know, we're not, you know, you one punched Mike Arado unconscious. Why can't you do the same thing for someone that's lighter than you? So, like, what are we doing?
It's low key gotta be frustrating.
I mean, Barboza has to get better and get better quick, because you don't want to end up like Ahara Davies. Ahara Davies, I mean, for all I know, he might have been released from his Golden Boy contract, you know, and probably should be, to be honest, like, you know.
That's the thing, like, when you spoil on the vine, you always get clipped off the vine at the worst possible moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you get your big fight and get clipped. You get clipped in your biggest moment, like, with all the attentions on you. Like, that's Barboza done had the biggest undercard placement, and then bam.
AKA Barroso's on Ahara Davies. Ahara Davies, first fight in America, you know, UK nigga comes over. I see them on Instagram. I see them, like, out the hockey game and all this shit. You know, Ahara Davies coming in the first round and getting knocked out by a 50-year-old. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, it's good that Oscar's at least getting some name fighters, but he's gonna have to go dig into that matchmaking brain of his or whoever, and just try to get something out of them before they start suffering these, you know, bad losses.
Yeah, he gotta start strategically placing them in bouts with each other and start building up some other guys, so it's like he could create, like, some semi-round robins where, just because if you lose to Virgil Ortiz or you lose to them, one of the other guys who's trending up, where it's not over for you. Like, you can't have everybody on some Jojo Diaz shit where you're just like, okay, I know you'll never be my guy, but I want you to be the guy who fights all my guys. And it's like, nah, you gotta get him his moment too. Like, because it works better if a guy is a former champion, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And speaking of someone who needs to be... you know, we had the it wasn't the co-main event, but, you know, we have... I gotta mention this first before I go to the co-main. Jojo Diaz and Oscar Duarte, like... I think now Oscar has a decision to make because, I mean, honestly, it's sad the way Jojo Diaz's career kind of went. I mean, he was one of Oscar's prospects, top prospect. He was a contender. He was a champion. Now, a jobber to the stars, but now he's, you know, but then Oscar never, you know, Jojo has had a lot of issues. But one thing with Jojo was, with the exception of Zepeda, no one was really putting his foot in his ass like that. Like, you know, it's...
He always could hang in there and be tough and...
Yeah.
Like, honestly, he didn't look that bad against Duarte. It's just...
He's just too slow. I mean, he's a skinny fat ass, you know, like, to take a page out of a WWE CM Punk playbook.
Yeah, like, he couldn't, like... like, the fat, boxing he was doing... He's was quick. Solid. Like, that's the best he's moved in years, but...
He's always a slick boxer, yeah. He's always...
The offense just couldn't... The offense wasn't enough. Like, it just wasn't...
Duarte's
offending.
Duarte's too big. Jojo's a small guy, you know, and really, Jojo shouldn't be fighting at above 135, but he's...
You know, yeah, but if you're a small guy, you gotta make up for it with, like, combinations and good boxing, and he was doing the right things. It just... He seemed like he couldn't pull the trigger in certain spots, or he was a tad bit slow.
Yeah, like every single time he went out to the ropes, his back touched those ropes. Duarte was lighting him up, and you know, and usually, like I said, Jojo takes a good headshot, but Duarte was probably the first person to make him start doing the silly dancing shit like that. Motherfucker, like
yeah, but I feel like this too. Like this looked like one of those times where Jojo took the conditioning serious, but it seemed like it's almost too late now.
Right,
because he looked more muscular and fit this time.
Yeah, I mean he was under 138, which is like, you know, for him. Like, but like I said, his reflexes, I wouldn't say they slow, but I'd say just someone who's dark, who's big and has kind of work rate. Like you have to do more to keep him off you, and just, JoJo just didn't have the offense to do it, so he was just getting lit up. But I'm over here thinking, like, if Zepeda, who punches harder than Duarte and more durable, can't drop him, I'm thinking Duarte can't do it either. But, you know, like I said, when Father Time starts knocking, you just don't know. Like, seeing Jojo...
Yeah, but we got to look at this. Duarte probably doesn't stop him if Jojo never fights Zepeda.
True. That's also true.
Like, he kind of chipped away, like... Because remember, and it's not only just Zepeda, Jojo's low-key been having tough fights one after the other.
Yeah, I mean,
Jester fight wasn't no cakewalk.
Yeah, I mean, the Haney fight was a hard 8-4. Like, I mean, look.
You know. Yeah,
and he lost to Perez on Thursday. Well, we were doing some kind of cast on Thursday, and he lost to that journeyman Perez. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he lost.
I mean, so it's like, you know, his best days are past him. I thought it sounded like right after, you know, when he got post fight interviewed, he didn't mention nothing about retiring. You know, he's like, I'm gonna, you know, come back again, maybe get a soft touch, but it's like. Are you still...
Maybe he needs that, because if he's finally taking the conditioning part of his career seriously, and he has that down, then maybe he needs to take a softer touch where he could fight in that new frame of mind, that new body, and put his combinations and punches together, because... Like, Oscar, that's the thing. These promoters, they gotta have plans to where you could get your guys some wins.
Get
somebody, so you're just not... feeding them to the wolves every night.
Get somebody that JoJo can most likely knock out. You know what I'm saying? Get somebody JoJo can most likely knock out, that maybe a guy like, you know, Duarte came off like 12 straight KOs before the Ryan loss, which we are going to hype up a little bit. You know, Ryan didn't stop him. But no, yeah. But
it's a great win right now.
But I mean, you know, like Matt, give him a guy, you know, with a decent record that got stopped by Duarte maybe, or something like that, that, you know, give JoJo some confidence. If he's going to continue, because I don't know if he should continue or not. I mean, this guy's lost like four or five in a row, you know what I mean?
So, yeah.
I think Fortuna was the last win he had, ain't he?
No, he had a minor win on, I forgot on whose card.
It was one of those Thursday cards again, yeah. That one wasn't a wash. That was like he kind of won that one. Sort of thing.
He said he kind of won, but that dude was still life or death. Where he's like, he kind of won that.
I mean, Paul's not lying. He did kind of win that fight, but he won it. But he kind of won.
It was like, yeah, by a round. You know what I'm saying? Like an eight or
jeez. Like this man crawled out the damn ring. Like,
yeah, Oscar needs to do something like, I do feel like if we're number one, JoJo needs, honestly, JoJo truly needs to drop down. Like, honestly, he should be at 130, really. Like, that's the last division where he actually got a knockout at. Like,
but he can't make the weight. I mean, like Golden Boy's the king of whatever weights. If a title's on the line, I've noticed for the past year or two, you know, when I watch Golden Boy wins. Started with probably JoJo. Like, these niggas do not make weight, right? You know, like, you can go across the list of all these Golden Boy guys that are supposed to be fighting at 135 or 130. They're weighing at 133 or 138. And it's like, I swear JoJo has not made the 135 limit. Maybe since Fortuna. Maybe even the Fortuna fight limit, he probably didn't make that weight. You know what I'm saying? So
Fortuna fight was the last fight he actually looked like his talent. You know,
If he can get in between, if he can, like, do, like, 133, you know, because JoJo has enough cachet where he can do the whatever weight, but, like, fight some smaller dudes or something.
JoJo has skills. Like, you know, JoJo was tough. He has skills, though, but it's getting to the point right now, like, I mean, you either got to try to rebuild him with a couple of wins or you throw him to the wolves, and most likely he actually gets dropped because he still hasn't been
But he has to keep fighting this way, win or lose, though.
But real quick, in regard to that, we're talking about JoJo a lot, but I want to mention Duarte real quick because... You know, Duarte was on a 10-11 straight KO win streak, you know, albeit against not really names. He gave Ryan a tough fight. Obviously, he got knocked out. And had, you know, decent win against JoJo. So, would you rather see... Because I know he's fighting at, like, a 137-ish. Would you rather see him fight, like, a Zepeda at 135 or fight, like, Jose Ramirez? Because, yeah, I'm just wondering. I'm trying to matchmake here. So, for Duarte's sake, would he...
That's a good little... Both of those are good.
We better, like, you know, trying to get down to 135 to fight Zepeda, because that sounds like a hell of a fight. Or go to 140 and maybe fight, like, a Barboza or a Ramirez. I'm just wondering what y'all think, for Duarte's sake.
I mean,
you're doing a better job than Oscar with these damn Barboza matchups.
Yeah, I mean, all three options for Duarte all hit. Like, they're all intriguing. Yeah. Like, I'd be on board for every single one of those fights.
Yeah, because that guy's going to bring it. I mean, you know, he's the guy that's just going to bring it. You know.
Oh, let me ask you this then. This is a piggyback off pilot question. Jose Ramirez and Duarte, 140. Who would you pick?
Honestly, I would go with Duarte at this point because Jose Ramirez is too like Duarte hits punches incredibly hard. Like, you know, like
he's in combination.
He's a combination puncher. He has a work rate. Whereas Ramirez is not. Ramirez is not a physically talented fighter. Like, he's a solid fighter. He has a little, you know, but he's not physically talented. Like, he's a workman-like fighter.
And then he's not even one of the best workman-like type fighters either. Like, he's just, he's quality. But when I say workman, like, if we're talking about the upper level of workman-like fighters, he's not seeing a Glenn Johnson if we're.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. That's
just to put it out there. Like, you know, there's levels to this.
Right.
For the workman guys.
Yeah. Exactly. You know. But yeah. No. Oscar has a lot of options at 140 right now. He just has to make the right fights. And but with JoJo though, he needs to keep JoJo the fuck away from all these 140 pounds. Like, JoJo does not belong there anymore. Like.
Let him see if he can get back to 135. Fuck a 130, but let's see if we can do 135 at least.
Yeah, you know, 135 or maybe get, like I said. Get him a nutritionist or something like that. But yeah, because like I said, like 135 is still like, I mean, there's still some beast in that division. Like, you don't want, like, I mean, I hate to see the dude like get, you know, end up with a journeyman record.
Well,
he already has six losses. So,
in regard to the JoJo, because JoJo, obviously, everybody knows he ducked Floyd Schofield. I don't know why. Maybe he could have won that fight. But Duarte, is Duarte too much for Kid Austin right now?
I mean, Schofield showed a lot of defensive liabilities in his last fight. I wouldn't put Schofield.
He plays Floyd. He doesn't use a jab in the body. But I'm just wondering. Yeah. Like,
I mean, we did learn from Trayvon Marshall. Like, you don't need to kind of put people in there.
You don't need to rush it. You don't need to rush it.
Yeah.
Kid Austin's like pretty high ranking in, you know, a couple of sanctioned bodies. So it's like, you know,
I mean, he is though, but we don't need, like, I mean, I think we should let Schofield kind of develop some more because. Like I said, he was getting tagged a little bit too much, even though he was excited and shit. But yeah, you can't do that against
we're going to see Kid Austin in a good fight in his next fight.
That Silva fight, I hope not. Because, I mean, I love that fight, but it's too early for both guys.
It's never too early. We
got to get away from this too early shit, because these niggas is taking too long. If they're ready, man.
I want to see Silva. I've been saying I want to see Silva on the Netflix card, but I'd rather see him, you know.
Now, I want to see two top black prospects fight. I want to see him, like, ain't no half-stepping. I want to see these niggas fight, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, someone needs to move up the ladder.
But you don't get two black Americans and two black kids fighting like you used to, like, them 90s type of days. Like, now it's like, they want these niggas to be, they want everybody to be their own star and fight you later type shit. We'll match you up. Like, we'll make you fight all the Europeans in the world, all the Mexicans in the world.
Right.
Stay away from them niggas. Like, damn, but it's like even the niggas is staying away from the niggas.
Right.
And that's the problem. Like, before, y'all would just be like, I don't have them fighting.
Yeah, because with Sylvie, I think he's a special talent. I know. You know, he had 10 straight kills. He's had two tougher fights where he hasn't. So I would say put him in there with like a Fortuna, let him get a KO on Netflix. But if you want to make Schofield versus Silva, fuck it. Of course I'm down. But all I know is that Kid Silva needs to be on that Jake Paul Netflix card. It's a no-brainer if you want to build somebody.
Well, man, of course they all want to be on that card because it's Netflix. I mean, do you know how many people...
Yeah, who don't? Nigga, I want to be on that card. Fuck.
Yeah, that card... I mean, that card is... everyone and their mama's gonna be watching that card because, you know, Netflix is quote unquote free in a way. You know, if you
pay remember that the last time we had Jake Paul and Tyson on a card, it was low key classy.
It was.
So it's just, at least they got that going for them. I know they made the match. It's a real pro fight now. Hey, whatever y'all do, what y'all do. These niggas boxed enough. They can take care of themselves. Like they, and if you can't. It's the game, but fuck it. It's a good look.
Yeah. And then also, too, Thomas DeLorme needs to retire. I'm sorry. Like, and funny things, too, it was sad, though, because, you know, when I made the bets, you know, it was like plus 460 on the fight going on Virgil Ortiz scoring a KO in 1-2. That shit was too fucking easy. Yeah, DeLorme crumbled from the first body shot he took. Like, yeah. The funny thing is, too, it's like it was the body shot was thrown so swiftly. I was thinking that motherfucker was bullshitting for a minute.
Nah, but you heard how it landed. Like, my goodness. Like, and his pain, like the grimace he had. Like,
yeah, no, he was. Yeah,
I know Virgil Ortiz is like, y'all niggas ain't letting me get any rounds in.
And truthfully, now, I mean, with this win, I mean, obviously, you know, he secured the spot with Tim Zhu. On the Riyadh Season LA card, and obviously that's a fight of the year on paper. That's probably one of the most anticipated fights of the year. It's a true.
It's gonna be the best fight that night.
Yeah,
it's gonna be the best fight that night.
That it legit could be its own main of fucking event, bro. Yeah, like it's literally the best fight on the card. King P is absolutely correct on that.
It's a great fight, but my thing is in regards to that, Ortiz has fought two guys that have not done shit at 154. Whereas Tim Zhu's ran the gauntlet, and besides Jermell has the best resume at 154, so I'd really be surprised, and it would show the true, you know, everybody calls this virtual Ortiz special. This would prove it because at this point in time, I'm confidently picking Tim Zhu to win that fight. I expect a war.
Confidently, man, I ain't confidently picking nobody between this.
It's gonna be a war. Yeah. But I'm saying, you know,
I'm not thinking about this one for a minute.
Yeah, but
me personally, I'm going for like. I feel Virgil got this. I think he's just slightly more talented, a harder puncher, better defense.
But is he battle tested, dog? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know
he fought battle tested.
I know he's
that level. Like, not recently.
He fought Mean Machine at 147. At 154, he fought two guys for a span of maybe 2 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like, 1 minute. You know, he fought two guys.
Yeah, but he showed enough battle test in his career. Like, I mean, y'all the same niggas who was giving props to Crawford for all the shit he did at 140 when he got the 147. So, let's keep that same spirit with Virgil Ortiz.
I'm worried Ortiz is going to make, because, you know, Ortiz is not made the way. He fought at 156 bulk fight. So, it's like, is he even going to make the 154 limit? You know what I'm saying?
Better make the fucking weight.
He better make the motherfucking
weight. I mean, it's a fight of the year. You know, I'm glad. Shout out to Turkey. You know, I might be called to Mike's home to see pretty soon. But I do want to see Yeah, I mean, I would feel more comfortable picking Ortiz if he fought like a Gouche or something. It's just a step up along the way before he, because Zeus literally fought name of names here.
Yeah, but you got to remember, Victor Ortiz, he has something dealt different coming from on his end, on his side. It's the fresh rightness and willing to fight right now. Like, you're talking about somebody who's had an inconsistent career for like the last year or two, and he's getting that big moment, and you know he's been waiting for a big moment. Like, Zoo already had his big moments. His big moments been going one after the other.
I'm not complaining. I love this. This fight's gonna be
this Zoo big moment too. But this is Virgil's real first big moment.
I feel Ortiz might be a nicer boxer, but I feel like Zeus is going to be so mad and just want it back in blood. It might be. It's going to be a
fucking Virgil Ortiz is going to be mad.
It's going to be lit.
and Virgil, I don't think Ortiz would ever run into somebody's fucking elbow.
Yeah, no. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, granted,
Zeus is just like his dad. He be wanting to get his shots off so bad, he don't really think was in front of him sometimes.
Yeah, he got low awareness.
I know people are so upset about the, oh, it's a foul, accidental foul, foul, foul. I'm like, bro, like, let that shit keep going, nigga. He ain't, like...
Yeah, and like I said, and he got props, too, because, like I said, he was in his rights to call a no contest and keep his belt. But he was like, fuck this. I'm gonna win this fight. And like I said, the punishment he dealt out to Fandora. Fandora is down to, like, November, because Fandora took such an ass-whooping, but he won. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's... But he won.
And he dished it out on Zoo too, though. Like,
yeah,
Zoo took some. Zoo, this was the most we've ever seen Zoo get hit.
Right. You know, yeah. I mean, because he couldn't see it. He couldn't see the punches. The motherfucker was. Motherfucker had a whole.
I mean, he had two. Well, look, he didn't see that elbow either, and his both eyes were fine before that.
Yeah, motherfucker.
So I mean, if you're running into elbows when you're. When you got both eyes, I don't know. I mean, who's the nearsighted nigga in this fight?
I mean, motherfucker had a whole half moon and not the Caesar in his fucking head, nigga. Like, that shit was rough. Like, he
could, that
like,
nigga looking like a. He had a whole crescent.
Yeah.
Nigga had an anime logo.
Shit looked like he had a lobotomy or some shit. Like,
yeah. But like an unlockable hidden character or some shit.
But shout out to Tim
Zoo, the moon starts glowing, nigga.
But yo, shout out to him. Still, like I said, that's old school tough, though, to be bleeding like that and still trying to win, though. But yeah, though, yeah.
Gave us a fight of the year, so fuck you.
Yeah, though. And just one more fight just to mention before we go on to the monster card. You know, Esparza and Elanese, you know, Esparza lost their belts on the scale, you know, and like I said, so, but fun thing is, too, she was still trying to win the fight against Elanese, though, but. Truthfully, it wasn't as exciting as most Esparza fights. I mean, it was pretty. It was okay.
I didn't
think she looked like she was out of shape as fuck.
Her chubby cheeks face. Her chubby cheek face. She always looks a little chunky. But I will say, I didn't watch. I kind of halfway paid attention, but from what I gathered from it, it was close enough where they were going to give it to the other girl because it's going to set up Gabrielle Fandora. You know what I'm saying? If Esparza won and she lost the belts, you know, it would have been dispersed. Whereas, what's the girl's name that won?
Elanese.
Yeah. They're easily going to make Gabrielle Fandora for her. For I don't know if it's for all the belts, but for unification, which.
And that's a good fight because both bras, they punch. Like, you know, they throw hands. Like, you know.
That'll be a co-main, you know, for
court. Gabrielle box. But she loves the punch too, so like, yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know. Have I ever seen the girl get three straight KOs, you know, in world title level besides Savannah Marshall? I mean, you know, if Gabrielle Fandora gets another KO here, shit, you know, it'd be kind of lit. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Gabrielle Fandora, like, yeah. just like her brother, man, just doesn't understand no defense. Just loves to go in and fight.
She's a better puncher than her brother.
She's overall a little better than her brother. I mean, it is what it is. But she's, yeah. Same.
Yeah, no, she is. You know, she is. You know,
you know what? I think we say that because she doesn't have the overwhelming advantage her brother has with the height.
But she's taller than most of them, you know. But yeah, no, I feel you. But she's taller.
But that allows her to box in a more comfortable range instead of being the damn towering inferno. And you can't really box unless a nigga got one eye or some shit.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah. Hold on. I see all these niggas come, like, no, we know that, like, we know this ain't the real Bill Haney, bro. Like, Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
I am you, Yoga. I don't even know who the fuck is an H Money and Rapstar channel. Pat Scorpio, that's not a troll. That's actually Bill. He was on Q-Shot and Oxy too.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even know the name of random shit.
I know we met when we have multiple trolls, yo. It's just crazy, yo. And shout out to Perfenio, salute Perfenio, I would want to be on that Netflix card too as a prelim too, as an undercard, nigga. I don't even need to be televised. Just let me on this motherfucking card, nigga. Like, I get paid. Yeah,
I'll hold a few doors. Let me see what I do mix for somebody. Let me just get paid. Let me get a little interview. Plug Ring Gang. Good.
Yeah, because everyone knows that Netflix money, that Netflix is different. You know, so like I said, it's amazing how Mike Tyson is still getting these bags even well in his retirement. You know, motherfucker,
because he's a character, bro. That's how you have to be in this game.
I mean, this is probably his biggest bag without anybody dipping into his pockets. You know what I'm saying? This day and age, like, and I don't, hopefully Jake didn't make his payday too good, where we're gonna see some fucking blasphemous shit. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, because you don't know what's going on.
I got a bad feeling, dog. But
yeah, no, but definitely shout out to Golden Boy for at least giving us an appetizer for what's coming up next weekend and stuff like that. Because yeah, this should set it off, you know. And obviously, we'll get into the monster card first because Lukey's here. Lukey, what's going on?
What?
What's good, Lukey?
I'm out here with my cat. I'm out here with my cat. Here, come back here. My cat's... Look, my cat's gonna show up. My cat, that's me talking. What's up, Lukey? Salute, bro. Hit the subscribe button.
Salute.
Chillin', man. We're about to go into this monster card before we, you know, and then we'll go to the Canelo shit, bro. You know how we do. Do you have anything you want to add on to the Golden Boy? Because I know you had your thoughts on the Golden Boy card. Do you have any summary thoughts on that, bro?
Do I? I don't know. It was pretty boring. I was there live. Like, I don't think I do.
You thought it was boring? Really?
Marlon lost. Duarte beat up JoJo, but JoJo was tough. Virgil stopped Delorme, and then we could finally talk about Tim Zoo. Main event was pretty good, but I mean, as someone who's watched Jose for 10 years live, it does like the same guy, you know? I don't know. It felt like the week after a pay-per-view card, you know? Like, it felt like a bunch of guys that we don't know what to do with, you know? Like, what was it? Richardson Hitchens fought after a pay-per-view? And the card was like an assortment of people that are
Yeah, like it's decent, but nothing to write home about.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead, Lukey.
This guy talking, like, I'm just saying, it's better than going to the local Harrah's and watching the guys from the gymnasium. But in terms of cloud, I mean,
ooh, you having technical difficulties?
Your connection,
yeah, your connection, Lukey.
Card compared to like a pay per view type. I think I got to go into the house. I think my cell service. But yeah, bro, it was okay. We don't need to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, well, at least we got your thoughts on that, though. But